For 5 years, researchers trying to create a migrating flock of whooping cranes have had younger birds follow ultralights for the crane's first trip to Florida. But this year, wildlife officials also trained 4 young whoopers to associate with older cranes at their summer nesting area in Wisconsin. The hope is the young birds will migrate with the older ones and not need a human guide. Larry Wargowski manages the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. He says the effort, called Direct Autumn Release, aims to better mimic nature and save money.
The ultralight training is very time-consuming, very expensive, because you have a group of people that are involved with it from day one all the way through to migration in the fall, whereas the direct autumn release takes fewer people. You don't need planes.
Wargowski predicts the ultralight aircraft will eventually be phased out of the whooping crane reintroduction program. For the GLRC, I'm Chuck Kornbach.